This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
One of our favorite guests of the show. She's with us every week, and she is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. You know her, love her on Cleveland.com and in the Plain Dealer. She is Mary Kay Cabot. Hello, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Mary Kay.
We are doing good. Just kind of sitting back, watching the playoffs and wishing the Browns were there. Before I get into the Baker Mayfield stuff, as you watched the playoffs last weekend, how did you view it from a Browns perspective? And, you know, like for me, it was like, why are we not here? How did this team not make the playoffs?
Well, I looked at it as though their defense absolutely belonged there and that their passing game didn't. They need a much better passing game in general to get there. You're not going to get very far in the playoffs if you can't hang with the Josh Allens and the Pat Mahomes and guys like that. So absolutely, 100%. They need to get better quarterback play. They need to get better receiver play and better tight end play.
Mary Kay, when Baker was drafted here, Andrew Berry was on the staff, but he was not, you know, he was not the guy making that choice. It was John Dorsey. Have you ever been given the impression that Andrew was all in on that pick, or was he an engaged bystander when John Dorsey drafted Baker?
You know, I think he was all in on that pick. I think there was general consensus on Baker Mayfield in the organization at that time, led, of course, by John Dorsey, who was completely 100% sold on him and really had no eyes for anyone else in that draft. But I think Berry was on board.
Well, so what does that mean moving forward? You think he feels the investment toward Baker as well and a personal tie to it maybe?
Well, I've been writing this and saying this and talking about this on our podcast. Andrew Berry would be doing himself a disservice and would never do this. He would never not try to upgrade a position if he thought there was an opportunity to do so at any position. And why would you not do that at quarterback, considering that your quarterback is coming off of a bad season in which he finished 27th in quarterback ranking? So, of course, you would look at any opportunity to improve there. That doesn't mean that at this moment they don't fully intend for Baker to come back and be their quarterback next year. But, you know, we all have seen stranger things happen.
So what's the value for the Browns to come out then a couple weeks ago and say, he's our quarterback moving forward? Is it, truthfully, is it value if you're trying to trade him or trying to make a move with him?
No, I mean, I think they believe that at this moment, that they believed and believe now that he is going to be their best option at quarterback. I mean, when you look at the players coming out in the draft, it's not a good quarterback year. And I don't think they believe that they're going to be able to get their hands on an Aaron Rodgers or would even try to do something like that, or a Russell Wilson. The Deshaun Watson situation is still very controversial and probably just not something that they would want to get involved with, at least certainly not at this point. And, you know, there's probably just not a lot of options when they look out there and think, okay, you know, what can we do? Plus there are financial considerations. They do have Baker under contract at $18.86 million for next season. So that's also a factor. But
Mary
like
Kay,
I said before, go ahead, Jeff.
I'm sorry. Bottom line, I would think it would have to be something earth shattering for Baker not to be back here as the starting quarterback next year. And I don't see that happening.
Well, you can never say never. I mean, things are just starting to heat up. You're just going to be hearing about which guy might shake free from which particular team when the coaches all start to settle in and they get hired and you find out, is this team going to be doing a massive rebuild? Are they going to be willing to trade their quarterback away? Is the quarterback that is in a particular city going to jive with the coach that comes in and want to work with that coach. I mean, there are just so many things that are going to happen over the next 2 months. And so, like I said, I don't think that you can say never at this point. By the same token, I do believe that Andrew Berry was genuine when he said, we fully expect Baker to be our QB next year.
Mary Kay, if you were going in a different direction at quarterback and you wanted to go with the system, and just watching Derek Carr this weekend made me think, well, I wonder what he would look like in Kevin's system. Is there a quarterback or a potential trade that you see of any quarterback that's out there, a free agent that's out there right now, that you'd look and you're like, you know what? That guy would look good in Kevin Stefanski's system.
Well, here's the thing to remember. You don't always have to take a quarterback and jam him into an existing system. You can find a quarterback that is really good and can get you to the next level, and you can build around him, which is what really good football teams do. It's what the It's what the Baltimore Ravens did with Lamar Jackson. It's what Brian Daboll and Ken Dorsey have done so beautifully with Josh Allen. You take the amazing quarterback, and then you build the system around him, and you modify things and you change things, but you don't, stay tried and true to a system and see if you can find the quarterback to fit. That's not how it should work.
Dan, could you cue the applause, please, for that comment? Thank you. Did a nice job last year, Mary Kay, of finding defensive tackles to come in and play well. And it looks like you're going to need a new one. Has Malik McDowell played his final game with the Browns after the disturbing events in Florida yesterday?
Well, yes. Yes, he has. And, I think that's pretty obvious at this point. So, they haven't done anything about it yet, but I think we can all agree that, that's just not a situation that you would dive back into, considering that he was under a one-year contract. And so really the bottom line here is the well-being of Malik McDowell. And I know that's foremost on the Browns' minds right now. And anybody who saw the video yesterday can see that he needs help and that he is, in a very bad place right now. And or at least he was in a very bad place yesterday with whatever happened. And here's hoping that Malik can get the help that he needs and that everyone rallies around him in his life and helps him out, because I think the Browns did a nice job of giving him a second chance, and he was doing really well here. I'm sure some of his defensive teammates are heartbroken by this, as are the Browns and anybody else that knows him. He was really trying to get his life turned around here, and here's hoping that still happens.
Yeah, that was a great story this year, Mary Kay, and it was a wonderful opportunity for him. And you don't do the type of things that he apparently did yesterday unless you need some help. So I'm sure the Browns organization is crushed by it, because that was a feel-good story. You helped a guy, and he helped you.
Yeah, and I'm all for second chances, and I believe that people can change. And I think it would be a shame in the NFL and other walks of life if we didn't give people an opportunity to redeem themselves, especially from things that happened when they were young. And there were other extenuating circumstances involving Malik McDowell, from things that have gone on with him when he was, 21 years old, and the accident and all different kinds of things. So I do believe in second chances, and I don't fault the Browns for trying to to reach out a hand and pull someone in and try to give him an opportunity to make something of himself.
Well, I'm just curious, just going back to NFL stuff, your thoughts of the weekend. Like, the one thing I kept noticing, and I've thought about this before when playoffs get bigger and bigger, and, thought about maybe even adding another team into the playoffs and having the one seed play the eight. I watched all these blowouts this weekend, and I was like, I was listening to the afternoon show yesterday, and they were like, well, you're overreacting if you think that the playoffs, I just think they're watered down. Like, it felt watered down this weekend. What did you think of the playoffs as a whole this first weekend?
No, I don't feel that way at all. I don't feel that they're watered down. I do think that certain teams just match up better against other teams. And I think that there are trends in the NFL. And I think you're seeing better defense. And I like good defense. I don't love, you know, the 48 to 44 game. I don't want to see that those college type scores up here in the NFL. I love good defense. I love to see, you know, good pressure coming off the edges. I like to see interceptions. I like to see forced fumbles. And I think you're seeing some better defense this year. And teams realize that you need that. You can't just, you know, have a great passing game and no defense in the NFL. So I think that you're seeing some of that. And therefore, you've got teams that don't match up as well against pressure or those sorts of things. And so, you'll see some changes and some shifts in philosophy going forward. But I like more games. And with betting coming down the pike, you know, you're going to see probably more games, maybe more teams. I think the appetite will be enormous. I thought there was plenty enough good football. I even watched the blowouts and enjoyed even watching some of those games, because you never know when a team can come back and erase that deficit. So I didn't really think it was too watered down. I just thought teams got caught in bad matchups in some cases.
Who do you like in the AFC? Who do you like in the NFC?
Well, I'll tell you, I really like what Josh Allen and the Bills are doing. I really think that this could be their year to possibly get past the Chiefs. But the Chiefs are putting it together. I mean, they are putting it all together at the right time. And their defense, I mean, people keep talking about, oh, Baker Mayfield did this and that in the first game against the Chiefs. Well, the Chiefs' defense, they just were not ready to play in that game yet. They were a shadow of what they are right now. And if you recall, Tyrann Mathieu did not play in that game, and Frank Clark didn't play in that game, and they didn't have their act together, I don't think, yet defensively. And they're just a different football team now, and they're going to do everything they can to get to Josh Allen. But he's fun to watch. I mean, he is absolutely amazing, and I love Brian Daboll and what he's done with Josh Allen. But I guess I would still have to say that I like the Chiefs. And then, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what happens between Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. That's going to be quite the showdown. You can never count out Tom Brady. I don't know. I guess I would have to say, even though they don't have what they need in terms of Chris Godwin and some other things right now, I still think he's just so tough to bet against, just the same way that Bill Belichick always was in those years when they were together. I guess I still have to go with Tom Brady.
It sounds like LeBron, too. You can never bet against him, too. Mary Kay, thank you. We appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot.
All right. Mary Kay from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. She had some interesting things to say.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave. I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.